Doing the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 4, and we're in letter number 1208. And this is dated Baruch Hashem, Chav Gimel Elul, the 23rd day of Elul, in Tavshin Yidal from Brooklyn, Shalom of Racha. The Rebbe opens up. The Rebbe said, I received your letter from the second day of the portion of Tavoy, together with the Pidyon Nefesh that was enclosed with it. And I will Bli Neder, read it, on the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles. Now, apparently, they had a baby boy, talking before about the bris, but they had a baby boy, and they asked the Rebbe a question, how they should name, what name to give to the baby. And the Rebbe says, there was an answer from my father-in-law, that he does not get involved in this. It's the parents to make, it's on the parents to decide, and it should be, the Rebbe gives a blessing for long days. Now, when he does, the Rebbe says, when you do the Kriya Shema Sha'al Hamita, when you do the night Shema, which is before you go to sleep, and obviously before you say Hamapil, because once you say Hamapil, that's the blessing that you can't talk after that before you go, before you're actually sleeping. So before that, you should say the chapter Lam Natzeach Yancha, which is chapter 20 of the Psalms. And when you conclude that, you should say again Yancha, and you should think that this is should be accepted as if you had all intentions. I'm not sure why the Rebbe is saying this, but it says here his wife was pregnant and maybe the baby wasn't born yet. So I said, Bris, maybe he was asking what name to give it, or maybe they knew already what the gender is going to be. I'm not sure. It doesn't say anything over here. But that special chapter, interesting thing. Not sure whether it was a special situation pregnancy or it would apply to all pregnancies. You know, I have to look in the background over here, see exactly what the situation is. Sometimes it's difficult just from reading the letter to figure out. The Rebbe concludes with best wishes for the new year, which is upon us. I want to express my blessing to you and your family, a blessing of Ksivach Simatoiva, Shana Toiva Mesuka, in both physically and spiritually, together with blessing. In the footnote over here, that there's another letter earlier in which there's a similar advice from the Rebbe. So apparently, not sure if over there it's a special circumstances or it's a good thing in general. I haven't, don't remember seeing this tradition of saying Lamnatzeach before going to sleep and saying the Pasuk Ya'ancha. It seems Yancho Hashem, I guess the second, that's the pasuk which says God should answer you in the day of tzara. Seems like almost that it's being said when there is a problem there, but I'm not sure about that. And again, I didn't see about the people doing this, practicing this on a regular basis. So I'm not sure. This is something I need to find out.